May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Sa ngalan ni Christina Lazo, ako si Edinel Magtibay at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Carmen. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan. Si 67 ang edad o 67 years old, semi-retired pero may tinatanggap na income mula sa pagiging homestay host sa mga international students. Pakinggan natin ang kwento ni Carmen. Kumusta kayo? Ako si Carmen, 67 years old mula sa Victoria. Biyuda na ako at ngayon ay mag-isang nakatira sa 5-bedroom na bahay sa Clayton. Kasali ako sa Australia Homestay Network bilang homestay host. Tumatanggap ako at kumukupkop ng mga international students. Higit isang dekada ko na itong ginagawa at naging maayos naman ang income ko dahil okupado ang 4 na kwarto sa bahay. Hindi bababa sa $1,000 ang kita. Yun nga lang, magdadalawang taon na itong nahinto dahil nananatiling sarado ang international borders ng bansa. Dahil dyan, medyo mabigat na rin ang pag-maintain ng bahay at mga bayarin kahit ako na ang may-ari nito. Gusto ko lang malaman kung ano kaya ang pinaka-practical na gawin para kahit paano ay hindi naman ako magipit. May mga kaibigan na nagsabi na baka mainam na gawin ko na munang share house dahil sayang naman ang pwedeng kitain. Yun nga lang, hindi pa ako desidido. Malaking tulong po ang payo ninyo. At yan ang May Peraan question ni Carmen. At para magsilbing gabay niya, makakasama nating muli ang finance expert na si Miss Maria Papa. Good morning, Miss Maria. So today tutulungan po natin si Carmen. And medyo iba po yung mga tanong natin ngayon na natanggap, ano. Hindi katulad ng mga nakaraan na medyo technical, katulad ng sa insurance or mga tax, pero hindi rin po ganoon kasimple dahil apektado ang lifestyle ni Carmen kung halos 2 taon na natigil itong pag-homestay para sa mga international students.
Oh my God, it's not easy to maintain a 5-bedroom house. Can you imagine that she's not been receiving an income in the last 2 years? Almost 2 years since the lockdown. And so if you think of, if you know, yung mga gastos niya like council rates, utilities, home and content insurance, if you put all that together without an income, mabigat yun for somebody who's 67 years old. She mentioned she's semi-retired, so I'm not sure whether she's working part-time or the only income she's getting is the $4,000 a month from the homestay, no? Another thing that I'm also concerned about is, syempre, as you age, sabi ko nga, it's not easy for her to be maintaining this house without an income. But, you know, because she's the only one, no, widow eh, sabi mo, siguro yung mga gastos niya for herself, food expense and all that may not be much. Those are my concerns, you know, for Carmen.
Ano-ano po yung mga nakikita ninyong solusyon or yung mga pwede ninyong mairekomenda sa kanya?
Alright, with ano, yung, I think she was getting her income from homestay, no? And these are actually from overseas, from students from overseas who come here to stay and study here. There's also an option for her to consider share house, which is, I've seen those, yung mga flatmates.com.au, which is a website in which you actually rent a room in your house. So this is a 4-bedroom house. So a room in your house, you can rent that out. If she's getting $1,000 for homestay, a room in her house would be roughly around $150 to $200 a week. So ang income would be much less than what she's getting from homestay, but at least there is an income coming in. So this is actually a perfect solution for him at this stage while we're all in lockdown. Australia is closed. The borders are closed. We're not actually letting in any students or migrants in. So kung i-home share niya, I think that's a good option for her. Another option I'm looking at is income-wise, because she's 67, and this, of course, would require her to get financial planning advice or talk to the government, yung servicesaustralia.gov.au. She may be qualified for the age pension at this stage. And it's, what she can get is around $868.30 per fortnight. So isipin mo, if you get that, you know, that amount of money, that could keep you going until such time the borders open and the students come in. Well, this is income and asset tested. So, I'm assuming baka may konting super yan. So, kung sino man yung superannuation provider niya, speak to the financial planner in-house and then find out kung pwede siya mag-qualify for the age pension at saka baka pwede mag-drawdown na yun sa super niya. I suggest financial advisor muna ang kausapin niya, yung mga financial planners na libre from the superannuation provider.
So kahit paano hindi naman ganun kalugi kapag nag-shift siya sa ano sa share house. Pero eto po, kung paupahan na lang niya yung buong bahay saka lumipat na lang ng mas maliit na apartment, what do you think, Miss Maria?
Oh, I've thought about that as well. At 67, there are three options. But I always say speak to a financial planner, okay? She can actually sell her home and downsize to a smaller home. That's the other one option that I'm looking at. So, a four-bedroom house, baka malaki na yung... Mataas ang presyo ng mga properties ngayon sa Sydney, eh, no? Or, so, baka she may consider selling that and then downsize to something less expensive. So, let's say ang house niya is worth $800,000. Tapos, mag-downsize na lang siya into a... probably an apartment that's worth around $500,000. May sukli pa siya, which is around $300,000. A large home is difficult to maintain as one grows older. That's one option. The second option is, pwede niya iparenta yung buong bahay. Rent would be roughly around $595 a week. It's less than what she's getting. Kasi she's getting $4,000 a month. Eh. If $595 a week is around mga $2,400 a month, which is less than what she's getting. And then if you, pag-iisipin mo, paparenta niya, alisin niya lahat ng gamit niya, tapos pag bumalik ng estudyante, babalik na naman yung gamit niya, eh di kawawa naman siya, baka mapagod yung paglilipat ng bahay. That's something I'm actually concerned for her. She can, yung best option right now, if she's not willing to sell or rent out the property, is the home share. I think that's a good idea. And then explore yung age pension and drawing down from your super. Explore all those options first without selling the house. And then see kung if she can survive on that income.
Yes, and alam naman po natin na ang uncertainty na dala ng pandemic ay may dala ring risk, lalo na sa mga rental provider o itong mga landlord sakaling mawala ng trabaho at hindi na nga makabayad ng upa itong mga tenant. Pero base na rin po sa industry outlook, Ms. Maria, kailan ba muling sisigla itong rental market?
It's not gonna be good for the rental market until such time the borders open. And the borders will open based on the communication of the government when 80% of the population is vaccinated. That's what Scott Morrison said. And so for 80% of the population to be vaccinated, that would require about around probably the next 4 months before the end of the year. And so we're looking at next year. If Carmen can ride this out for the next 6 months, she should be okay. She should be okay. Otherwise, wala, medyo maghihintay tayo mga 6 months to 1 year before everything becomes better.
So, I think kahit mag-open ang borders or pagpasok ng mga, siguro, mga international students ulit or migrants by next year, dun pa lang mararamdaman.
Oo, dun pa lang gagaan at magkakaroon siya ng renters. But if she can find someone na mag-home share and pay like $150, kahit medyo mababa so that they can, you know, kung sino man yung nagrenta, kaya ng bulsa nila, hindi naman sila malilate sa payment, di ba? I mean, $150 a week is doable naman for somebody na nagpa-part-time work na dito sa Australia, di ba? So, if she can actually survive on that for the time being, then she should be okay. And then siguro, wait another 6 months, 12 months, pagbalik na mga estudyante, o balik na naman yung magandang income niya.
Lalo na parang kung mag-isa naman siya sa buhay, ano, so... kayang pagkasyahin yung ganong amount.
Oh naman, at tayo pa mga Pilipino, medyo matipid naman tayo kung kailangan magtipid.
Yeah. All right, at ang dami nating natutunan ngayong umaga. Pero Miss Maria, final word po sa mga katulad ni Carmen na medyo pinanghihinaan na ng loob sa kita mula sa pagpapaupa.
Oh, wag siyang panghinaan ng loob. This is temporary until such time na ma-control yung COVID, no? COVID-19. So, I suggest explore her options. Speak to a financial planner. That's my first advice to her. And then, I'm assuming nga, sabi ko nga, baka may superannuation siya nakatabi. Baka pwede na kumuha. Kasi 67 na siya eh. Pwede na siya nung, pwede na siyang makakuha, mag-drawdown sa super niya. Explore niya yung age pension. And then, explore niya yung home share. Those are the three things na advice ko sa kanya right now.
Ayan, at maraming salamat po sa ating tampok na eksperto ngayong umaga, Ms. Maria Papa. At sa uulitin po, at kung may nais kayong itanong, may mga kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email lang ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay niyong pangalan sakaling mahihiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa sbs.com.au/filipino. At tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan.
May peraan.
May peraan.